Earthquakes will increase in volume. California shall be struck. New York shall be struck. There will be earthquakes in places that have never known a quake. It will startle them and frighten them. But will they come to their knees? Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolscheid.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 9 through 19, quote, "At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, 'When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. These things must first come to pass, but the end will not be at once.' Then he said to them, 'Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and pestilence and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all of these things, they will arrest you and persecute you, delivering you up to synagogues and prisons, dragging you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It shall lead to your bearing witness. Resolve therefore in your hearts not to meditate beforehand how you are to make your defense. For I myself will give you utterance and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to resist or gainsay. But you will be delivered up by your parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Yet not one hair of your head shall perish. By your patience you will win your souls.'" Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future, very near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now pay attention carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 5th, 1985. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Our Lady is looking up to Jesus. He just conversed with her, but I could only hear it. I could only hear like the rustle of trees and also the murmur of his voice, but no words. Our Lady is smiling. Now Jesus is placing his first finger to his lips, which means to listen and repeat. "My child and my children, it has come to us in heaven that so few are reading their Bible. How, my children, if you do not seek the truth, shall you find it from others? No, this cannot be. We have left with you all a testimony of truth, the Bible of life and love. Mankind must read his Bible, or he shall be lost in the world. He shall go to and fro, hinder and yon, seeking peace and tranquility, but never finding it. I could bring to you a truth, my children, a truth that goes by unnoticed, that you cannot have heaven on earth, or you could not share in heaven. In heaven, my child, I offer you a key to the kingdom, my child and my children. All you have to do is seek, and you shall find the truth. I ask that all who hear my voice will take their Bibles, and if they do not have one, search, but find the right Bible, those printed not after 1965, my children. There is reason for that which I shall not go into this evening. Our hearts are torn asunder here in heaven. The saints cry out, when will justice be meted to mankind? How long, O Lord of Lords, must we wait for the return of the good souls to heaven? Seeing them crucified on earth makes our hearts grow heavy. How long, O Lord, the saints cry, shall this carnage be permitted? My child and my children, by now, if you have only read a portion of my mother's travels and her words to the world, you will have an idea how much time is left. My child and my children, I bring you sad news, but it is the news that can cleanse many of their present sins if they listen and learn by it. Death now is becoming prevalent with wars, with droughts, with personal murders, murders of the unborn, father against son, mother against daughter, all manner of carnage being treated in the homes and being conducted in the homes of children. Children who cannot longer be children because by their viewing of the diabolical box, they are learning to act as adults with the hearts, but not with their heads. I hold all parents responsible for the fall of their children's souls. Remember, my child and my children, I have warned you often that once you open your door and you go out into the world, you will enter into the kingdom of Satan. You ask, my child and my children, why is this allowed? That you must trust to the goodness and in the goodness of the heart of the Eternal Father. You cannot, as a human being, understand his ways. But know this, my children, that no evil can come upon mankind if he watches and waits. And we offer you three sacramentals in your wait for the future. I promise you, my children, one day you will see me as you, Veronica, see me now. All will see me, but many shall fled. Many have fled already in fear of what is to come upon mankind. But think, my child and my children, how disastrous it will be when many flee at the thought of my coming. But they will have no place to hide. Though they flee to the mountains, they will be found out. Yes, my child and my children, I know, my child, it frightens you. I do not seek to put fear in your heart, but as a voice box, you have no recourse but to speak what is given to you, known as the truth in your God and from the Eternal Father.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. How can we protect our homes and our families and our loved ones from disaster? All types of disaster. On June 30th, 1984, Jesus said, quote, pray and wear your sacramentals And also, my children, I ask you again to place a crucifix upon your door. Both front and back doors must have a crucifix. I say this to you because there will be carnage within your areas, and this will pass you by if you keep your crucifix upon your doors." Unquote. Now, we have sent out approximately 170,000 crucifixes. We have what we call a home protection packet, which contains 4 crucifixes, a small tube of superadhesive glue, instructions, and testimonies. This home protection packet is available for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. Write today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. That's the home protection packet for $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. We have the story of St. Rose of Lima, who was so ardent in love with Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament that when she knelt in his presence, the fire which sparkled in her eyes showed the flame which consumed her soul. At times she appeared like an angel. If anyone asked her what the effects the Most Blessed Sacrament produced in her, she stammered and said she had no words to express, but that she seemed to pass entirely into God and was inundated with such happiness that nothing upon earth, nothing in life upon earth, could be compared to it. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.bayside.org. We have the end time prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, actual recordings of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, and even in the prophecies is the complete Third Secret of Fatima. Be sure to visit and tell your family and friends about it. Our Lady of the Roses Prophecies at www.bayside.org. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on October 5, 1985. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Jesus.
"My child, we specifically brought you here this evening after the last trial of the past week. This was allowed to come upon you with no destruction to your home. However, you knew the fear of fleeing to the mountains. We directed you, my child, and you did well. And you escaped having to suffer the hours of darkness and the sound of the howling of the winds and the rise of the waters. But my child and my children, it will happen again. But this time it will claim lives. Do not be affrighted, my child. I did not say that this will happen to your home on Long Island again. You suffered not the moments of terror. We did not wish for you to succumb from sorrow at that time, my child. So we sent you to the mountains, and you returned once the winds had died down, to find a home still intact. I must reveal, my children, to the world again that you are to keep a crucifix on your front door and your back door. All entrances to your home must be guarded by the crucifix. There has not been one home on Long Island that had a crucifix on its door that did fall to any evil. I do not speak of the trees, my child. I speak of mankind. You did not know a major disaster as has happened, my children, in Mexico. You see, my child, I set you down in that area to bring the word to mankind. And it was through these words that many listened and they passed through the horrible experience of a hurricane. My child, the earthquakes will increase now. There will be one in New York. Now, my child, I tell you this to prepare. You are allowed, my child, to experience all that mankind can suffer. How well you listened to us when we told you to place on your shelves cans of food, jars of water, blankets. You found it very cold, my child, without heat and without light, and without any form of recreation other than to pray. And that was God's way of letting the world know that they will be on their knees, and one of these days they will be praying. For many, the first time in many years. But why, my children, must we allow all these disasters to happen to you and have to bring you to your knees in prayer? Can you not listen, and can you not seek for the truth? All who call themselves atheists and those who have half-hearted interest in religion at all, they call it a thing of the past. It is not a thing of the past, but it is a means for your salvation. Accept it, and you will be saved. Reject it, and you will be lost. I repeat again, the earthquakes will increase in volume. California shall be struck. New York shall be struck. As I told you once before, there will be earthquakes in places that have never known a quake. It will startle them and frighten them, but will they come to their knees? Few will, my child, because I can tell you this, they will not have the time to make amends. That is the sad part, my child and my children. I tell you, as a messenger from heaven, I too, my child, was just an innocent child growing up in a family enlightened by God. I knew my position upon earth, and I went forth to try to save you, my children. And in my sacrifice, there was salvation. I am asking you all now, for the little time left to your country and the world, to pray a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world, link to link, father to father, and the Hail Marys shall be one of glory to my mother, and not will her name be disturbed again, as though it were a tombstone laid to rest. My child, all those who promote that moving picture shall be destroyed. I know there are many who shall parade against this horror, my child. But let them know that by example, others may come to their senses and seek the blessings of a God who has given them more than enough time to make amends.
In the message, our Lord was talking about the diabolical film called the Hail Mary. You have just heard part of the Bayside prophecies given on October 5th, 1985. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Rosa Shrine, from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Well, Gary, it's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony I have here is from New York. To Our Lady of the Roses, the power of the rose petal. My daughter fell grievously ill, suffering severely with a growth in her back. She was unable to walk, and she had to go to school and work to finish one more year in college. The doctors, doctor informed her that this growth can be cured only with an operation. Well, the doctor did the best he could for the cure temporarily. And after 2 months, the case became desperate. Knowing the power of the rose petal, and with all my prayers and confidence in Our Lady of the Roses, I placed the rose petal on the growth and another one in her bed. Soon after, the swelling went down and the growth disappeared. She is well now, thanks to Our Lady of the Roses and her miraculous petal. And then that is signed. Now I have another party here, and this party here is from Ohio. To Our Lady's workers. We had 6 years of financial trouble, job unemployment, problems my husband and I are experiencing. We have 4 children, a baby due next month. He was forced to quit his job due to harassment. I prayed to Our Lady of the Roses. When I heard about Veronica had passed away, I also prayed to Veronica to help us. And on the Feast of the Assumption, my husband got a phone call that a company wanted him to work a long-term temporary job for $18.50 an hour. Then the day after he started his job, which is the Queen of Heaven feast day, the supervisor raised his salary to $23 an hour. This is truly a miracle for us. I felt Veronica did pray for us, and her prayers was that extra prayer to heaven needed to grant our request very much needed. Thanks to all your workers, and then that is signed. Now, I have another party here, and this is a videotape. And the videotape says here, I am Filomeno, I am from Malaysia, which is 2,000 miles north of New York. I've known about Bayside since 1981. I've never regretted knowing it. I've received so many blessings and strength in my faith, knowing about Our Lady of the Roses. This is my third time. I've never expected to come, but somehow I was able to come to the vigil. I've done 4 presentations in the city of Malaysia and in 2 other states. This time, when we came, we were at the June 18, 1994 vigil. We were praying the rosary. Pardon me. We were praying the rosary to Mary, help of mothers, until at the end of the vigil. Then about 8 o'clock at night, they were going to start the procession. We saw the spinning of the sun. It was pulsating. I did not know whether it was actually the spinning, but we got confirmation from others that it was the spinning of the sun, and it was pulsating. There was a disc over the sun, and it was sort of dancing around the sun. It was blue, purple, violet, and red. I was just sort of stunned. I just couldn't believe it, that it was sort of a Fatima all over again. I am so happy that I've seen that. Now, this is from Mrs. Salome, Mary Salome. I am from Malaysia also. I received the messages 11 years ago, and I immediately believed them. I wrote to Veronica saying to pray for my husband, who has not gone to confession in 20 years. As soon as Veronica gave me a rose petal, I gave it to my husband. On the same day, he went to confession. Also, I've had many other miracles. I was bleeding through the nose, and the doctor said they can't do anything about it. I have to carry ice wherever I go. But I told of Our Lady of the Roses cures. I put it in our newspaper. And thanks to her, and immediately, the bleeding stopped. It is about 2.5 years now. I have no bleeding at all. Additionally, two of my sons met with accidents, and the bones were broken. The doctor said that they had to go for an operation. But with the blessed rose petal, they were completely cured. I hope I will be here next year. And then that's that tape, that's the end of the tape. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue to spread Our Lady of the Roses prophecies to the world. Please send what you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.